Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Oh, I was writing bad ones, really, really bad ones.
Oh, please give us a title. Please give us a title of one of the worst ones.
I had one called Tequila, and it was the most down-the-middle cliche bartender song that you could possibly write. I wrote some bad songs.
How old were you when you wrote Tequila?
13.
Hey, y'all, this is John Party.
I'm Maren Morris.
And I'm Luke Combs.
Hey, this is Hardy.
It's Lainey Wilson.
And I'm Jackson Dean. My episode of Country Heat Weekly starts right now.
Hello from Nashville. I'm Kelly Sutton at the Country Heat House on Music Row, and we're thrilled to have you with us for an all-new episode of Country Heat Weekly.
And I'm Amber Anderson, and yes, we are here in landlocked Tennessee, while so many of our friends are in Mexico for Luke Bryan's Crash My Playa.
Yeah, I'm still not sure that we made the right decision there.
We did not, after we fought so hard to get the invite.
I know what we're thinking. But for those of you listening who are in the same boat, we are going to rediscover some of Luke's early hits in this week's Rediscover segment.
We're also going to get to know Amazon Music breakthrough artist to watch, Jackson Dean. Of course, we know his number one hit, Don't Come Looking, but there is a lot of intrigue around him. We're going to find out if some of these stories are true and separate the fact from the fiction.
Yeah, like we had heard he lived in some abandoned shack with no plumbing or electricity, but it was really just an abandoned horse barn.
But still, I'm going to try not to live anywhere without running water. Let's be real, Kelly and I are not outdoorsy.
No, not at all. So for some reason, this week is going to be very busy in Nashville. There's a party for Jelly Roll to mark his first number one hit. And by the way, there's going to be a tattoo artist there.
I saw that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
CMT event is going to be happening, introducing their next Women of Country class. There's a party for the Nashville Grammy nominees. And there's a Kelsea Ballerini thing that has not been announced as of this taping. So that's all I can say.
I don't even think you were supposed to say that much.
Oops. Anyway, we'll bring you all the scoop back next week. But for now, we can tell you about some other things that are cooking in country music.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off-limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The Chief is heading back on the road. Eric Church has announced his next tour, but this tour will be unlike any other he's ever done.
So he's not going to wear his iconic aviator sunglasses?
Don't be ridiculous, Kelly. Those will always come with him. In fact, this time he will need them more than ever because he'll be hosting an outdoor summer tour for the first time ever called the Outsiders Revival Tour.
How is it possible that he has never played outdoor venues before? I mean, he has a whole album called The Outsiders.
I don't know, but it's true. However, I did see him open the Ascend Amphitheater here. That was outdoors.
Yes.
That was such an incredible show, by the way.
That was like a one-off.
That was a one-off.
Not a whole tour.
That was the grand opening. So, yeah. I mean, but I saw him outside. So generally, artists start in the clubs and then they work their way up to theaters, amphitheaters, and then arenas. Then, for the most successful, stadiums. But I guess he skipped right over the amphitheaters, which are generally outdoors.
I did see the news announced on his social media, and I just have to say the last line of his caption was almost poetic. It says, See you in the season of sunshine with some fellow outsiders that shine brightest when the sun goes down.
The sun will be down and he'll still have on sunglasses. By the way, it's a long list of those fellow outsiders he's talking about. He'll be joined by a total of 18 different artists and they'll rotate every few stops. The special guests include Jelly Roll, Ashley McBride, Lainey Wilson, Midland, Parker McCollum, Travis Tritt, and L. King.
The 27-date tour will kick off June 22nd, continues through the end of September, and at this point, it doesn't look like we have a Nashville date.
Hey, Eric, remember that great amphitheater that we have here downtown that you opened? You should come check it out again. That would be great. Let's relive that night.
Please. There was another tour announced last week, and this one we definitely saw coming. Kelsea Ballerini is doing a second leg of the Heart First Tour.
The first leg of the tour was held in the fall. That was 10 nights. Then she announced she'd be taking the show on the road to the UK in February for 4 dates. And now she's got 9 more shows in the books.
Georgia Webster is returning as her opening act. You may know her single, Tell Your Mom, which went viral on TikTok. This is the song that got her to Nashville. And then her other track, X's, is what led her to getting the invite on tour with Kelsea.
They'll launch the next set of shows on March 6th in Toronto and make stops in Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Atlantic City, and more before wrapping up on March 18th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, are you ready for more new music news? This is a big one. Dierks Bentley has announced his 10th studio album.
Yes, it will be called Gravel and Gold, and it will come out February 24th.
Now, remember, last time Dierks was on the podcast, he did give us some good hints about the project.
Now, you said 14 songs. Does that mean the album's done? Are you done?
The album is done. Yeah, the album is done, Amber. And I'm just kind of wrapping up some collaborations and some final mix stuff. But yeah, I don't think it's going to come out for a while, but it's done.
Well, now we know those collaborations were with Ashley McBride and bluegrass musician Billy Strings.
Those 14 tracks will include the song we're spinning on the Country Heat playlist right now, Gold.
Speaking of the playlist, let's check in on the fire tracks over there. It's time for the Heat Index. Chris Young is on the cover of the playlist, and the playlist cover is on the big digital billboard in downtown Nashville.
I saw him post that on socials. So Chris actually released 2 songs last week. The one kicking off the Country Heat playlist is called Looking For You. Looking for a sunrise, leading to a sunset. Looking for someone I could spend it with. Then it came around, right out of the blue, and it turns out, oh, I was looking for.
This is the song he's releasing to country radio. But the second part of this 2-pack is a song called All Dogs Go to Heaven, which if you've listened to this podcast, you know we're dog people. And we shout out our dogs in the credits each week.
Chris has a German Shepherd named Porter, named after country music legend Porter Wagner.
I got brought this idea from one of my buddies. He goes, what if we wrote a song called All Dogs Go to Heaven? Basically from the point of, we know we don't get them forever. But hopefully they'll be waiting on us when we get up there, waiting at the gates. And I was like, that's awesome. So we sat down, wrote this song in, I think, like less than an hour. And it's been one of those that I've played at places. I played it in an arena the other night, acoustic. And people were already singing it back and no one's even heard this yet. If you spell God backwards, you'll get man's best friend.
And when this life is over, man, that ain't gonna end. Love this song. So clearly we need to put Chris on the list of artists we may be getting new albums from in 2023, because both of these songs are new.
We mentioned Jelly Roll is celebrating his first country number one this week. The follow-up to Son of a Sinner is on the playlist. It's called Need a Favor. I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer.
This song really shows off his rock side. I mean, his vocals are great. I'm a fan.
Me too. I'm also a fan of L. King, who you got to interview last week here at the Country Heat House.
I did. One of my other jobs is hosting Country Heat in DJ mode for Amazon Music. And we are doing a special takeover with L when her album comes out. We actually did the interview in the Dolly Room of the Country Heat House. which is what we call our green room, since it has a mural of Dolly's face all over the wall. And it was so much fun.
I'm guessing you talked to her about the duet with Dierks, which is on the playlist. Worth a shot?
Of course I did. Take a listen.
We could sing the dictionary and I would have fun. I don't know if he would say the same, but I don't care what it is that we do together. I just love being around him. He's the most fun, wonderful person. And I think he would say that I'm, you know, the weirdest.
Listen to our L King takeover of Country Heat in DJ mode on the 27th of January. It's the same day that her album drops. And just to let you know, DJ mode is basically a hosted version of the Country Heat playlist. And I'm your host. So it's all part of the bigger Country Heat family.
You can just ask Alexa, play Country Heat in DJ mode.
We're about to go to break, but first, I'm going to read you a quote from one of our country friends while you guys guess who said that.
And then when we get back from the break, we'll play the audio and see if you were right.
This week's quote is, "All the fans are very forgiving down there. They just let us get up there and have fun and goof off."
Who said that?
Keep listening and we'll tell you right here on Country Heat Weekly.
What's up, y'all? It's Tyler Hubbard.
I'm Carly Pierce.
Zach from Zach Brown Band here.
And I'm Ashley McBride. Find and follow Country Heat Weekly on Amazon Music or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this. All of My Mochi's fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream, are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings, or the midnight munchies. Yeah. You know who you are, with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Okay, it's time to tell you who said that.
All the fans are very forgiving down there. They let us just get up there and have fun and goof off.
Dustin Lynch! I believe this is year number 8. For Dustin to do Crash My Playa. And when he was on the podcast last season, he told us why there's very little media coverage of the event.
I think it's that Luke's team knows how crazy he's going to get. And so they're trying to suppress how public this thing goes.
If you are there and are posting content from the event, tag us in your pictures and videos so we can live vicariously through you. I'm Hay, it's Amber A.
And I'm the Kelly Sutton.
At just 22 years old, Jackson Dean is living out his dreams in Music City. He grew up in Maryland, but his heart and his talent led him to Nashville in pursuit of a full-time music career.
Life kicked into high gear when he signed with Big Machine Records and released his self-titled debut EP in 2021. This was followed by his album, Greenbroke, which features his single, Don't Come Lookin'.
This song made Jackson the youngest solo male to take a debut single to number 1 in the history of the R&R Country Earcheck charts. And in addition to hitting radio airwaves, it was also featured on the soundtrack for the hit series Yellowstone.
So far, he's gained experience touring with country stars like Hardy and Lee Bryce. Beginning in February, he's going to hit the road with Blake Shelton and Carly Pierce for Blake's Back to the Honky Tonk Tour.
Today, we're going to get to know him and his journey a bit better and celebrate his induction into Amazon Music's Breakthrough Artist to Watch class of 2023.
Welcome, Jackson Dean, to the Country Heat House.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, now pronounce your hometown for us. I was afraid to get it wrong.
Odenton, Maryland.
Odenton.
Nothing to do spelled backwards.
Stop it.
Think about it.
That's so funny.
Now, as we sit here at the beginning of 2023, just give us a little summation of what last year and all of that experience was like.
Last year looked like a derby race, really. Them gates flew open and it was just full steam ahead. I played and sang more this year, and really the bigger part of it is I talked more this year than I ever have in my entire life put together, probably. It was a lot of shows and a lot of crazy travel and seeing all the country really, really fast.
Okay, so there's a slight mystery about you and the way you live. So we want to know if these tales are true or if they're just romanticized. So we'll tell you a story we've heard, and you got to tell us if it's fact or fiction.
Okay.
So we hear your great-grandfather had a bar, but you were hesitant to sing at open mic nights.
This is true. It was my great-grandfather on my mother's side. But yeah, he built it. It was a train station. And yeah, my dad, they used to do blues jams in there. They used to have acts come through there pretty regular, but they used to do open mic night every Thursday. And my dad kept trying to get me to go when I was like 13, 14. And for like a year, I just didn't want to do it. And then he stopped asking, and just to spite him, I was like, all right, take me, old man. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that where your love of music started?
Yeah, I used to go up there all the time, watch the old heads just get down on rhythm and blues, and just like, there's some characters in there. But yeah, I always loved it, and that's where I found my guitar player, and when I was like 16. And yeah, a lot of that bar still lives in me. It's an old Irish bar, you know, it's just one of those places.
Okay, so next story, fact or fiction. At 18, you moved out and lived in a shack with no heat and no plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
On purpose?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell us all about that.
My great-grandfather who built that barn was the Undertaker, anywho. And it was a horse farm. They boarded racehorses, so Bowie Racetrack was like 4 miles up the road. And it's true 2x4, so there's no planing. So it's just super old and super cool. But the tack room was my uncle's room. It was my father's room. It was my cousin's room when they came of age. There's thousands of signatures on the wall from people. It was a massive like throwdown place, like wide open, no rules, just like whatever you wanted to do, you could do it. No rules whatsoever. 12 foot wide and maybe 25, 26 foot long. And it's just a concrete slab with a couple block walls, and I sealed off one end of it with a whole bunch of plywood, and lived in there for 2 years when I came of age. And I was just like, pretty much all the men in my family have had time here, and me being the overachiever's son and all, I was just like, well, I'm going to go outlast them. And I went 2 years in there.
Mm.
It was a fun time.
Oh my gosh.
You could literally do whatever you wanted and nobody would know. Nobody would care. I had to get out of my house. Long story short.
Okay.
Okay, so final myth we've heard about you. You still like to go camping the wilderness with no tent. Please talk to us about this, because we don't even like to glamp. Dirk Bentley invited us to out to Colorado to the music festival, and he's like, well, you gotta camp.
Did you go?
No.
Oh my God.
Do we look outdoorsy?
Well.
No.
I mean, I wish I was outdoorsy. I really do. So anytime I meet somebody that is like willing to go sleep outside, I'm like, please talk to me about it.
Why is it so appealing?
Something happens usually right around when you spend 48 hours in unfiltered air, I think. Last time I went and slept under the stars I had like 3 days to like get somewhere and get set up. I woke up the second day and I was like, my God, I feel amazing. Like, oh, amazing.
Yeah, what about, like,
bears?
Yeah, animals? you don't worry about that?
You know,
cougars?
No,
bears,
I mean, I've had
mountain lions,
snakes. I've run up on so many bear in my life. And, I mean, no, black bear ain't gonna bother you much, you know.
Whew.
No. Yeah. I'll see you on the red carpet, Jackson, because I'm not going to see you out in the wilderness, friend.
At least we're honest about it, right?
Just being real.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so you live in Nashville now. We're assuming you have water and heat.
I got running water and electric and heat. Checking. It's so awesome. My God. Check. It's great.
Microwave, all the things.
I got all the things.
Cool.
It's still pretty barren in there. There's just like a couch, a coffee table, I got a chair from the neighbors.
Okay.
And I got a bed frame, and that's about it.
Yeah. So you don't like clutter?
No.
Okay.
No. Every time I walk in that house, I'm like, my God, there's so much shit in here. Where did it come from? And then, I mean, it obviously came from me, but like, I don't like having that many things. I've been living out of a leather pack that I sewed myself for the last 2 years, pretty much traveling. And I like being able to pick it up and go.
Mm-hmm.
And not having to worry about, like, everything that I could possibly need is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you grab your guitar and get on down the road.
We need to talk about our fave. This is on heavy rotation in my car, in my house, everywhere. Don't Come Looking, going number one, made history. You are the youngest male artist to top the country air check chart. Have you processed that yet?
It's pretty dope.
It's pretty dope.
it's pretty dope. A couple folks from the label gave me that stat when it was coming. They were like, we're going to try to go get this. And I was like, all right. I mean, hell yeah. No, it's pretty wild that it's like, I just wrote history, kind of, I guess you would say it. And the fact that it's me is even more mind-boggling because I never thought, you know, I never thought of that. But I mean, super grateful. I mean, what a feat. But the fact that it's me still hasn't quite registered yet, really.
Follow up to that, you have a song now called Fearless, and then you re-recorded it, Fearless the Echo.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the song, why re-record it, what's the difference between the two?
Why are we recording it? I felt like the singer that I am now could eat the 18-year-old boy alive that sang it then, and it was actually Scott Porchetta's idea. He was like, why don't you go see if you can like touch this up, because this could be awesome. And I was like, you're right, it could be. We added a sound in and changed some mixes of some levels and stuff, and then I did some crazy stuff at the end, just doing what I do, screaming. That's been our second song in the set this entire year, and that one is when people are like, oh, which you need that kind of off the bat, but yeah, I love Fearless.
Okay, you're hitting the road with Blake Shelton next month. So excited about this. Have you met him yet?
No. Uh-oh. No, but I'm very excited to. I know he's aware of my existence. But yeah, I'm real excited to meet him. I've heard he's funny as all get out.
You are going to absolutely love him.
Yeah?
Yeah, you guys will gel very well together.
Hell yeah.
He's going to rub you the wrong way as many times as he possibly can just to try to get some kind of rise out of you. But if you don't give him one, he'll like you even more. Like, okay. Just play it straight.
I was told to go in for a hug, grab him by the belt loop, and pick him up off the ground.
Also That's interesting. What I was,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that, and they're like, he'll love you for that. And I'm like,
are you sure? Are you setting me up?
Are you? Yeah, I felt like I was getting set up a little bit.
Do you have a favorite Blake song?
Probably Old Red. That's just the classic for me. I remember hearing that on the radio when I was growing up, and I remember being able to sing every word of it. And yeah, one of the first songs I ever learned how to play on guitar was Boys Around Here. It had like just came out, and I was taking lessons for like a month, and I was like, teach me how to do it. He showed me the chords. Yeah, but Old Red, for sure.
It's a great song.
Okay, so for people who haven't seen you perform live yet, what is that experience like? Like, what do you bring to the stage, and what do you hope people walk away from saying?
There's no track. There's no click. It is as raw as you can possibly get it.
I love that.
Yeah. No, it's just raw passion, and I'm going to scream at you. I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking most of the time. But yeah, it's a lot of 20-bar guitar solos that are pretty fun. But no, we make as much noise as we possibly can. We're a 4-piece band, and I don't do much talking. I just go out and do my thing.
But you like talking to us.
Yeah, yeah.
You like doing podcasts,
when I don't have a guitar in my hand, I can okay. I can keep up.
Okay. Listen, best of luck to you for everything. It's well deserved. We know how hard you're working.
Thank you.
And we're just excited to see what happens in 2023 for you.
Me too. Thank you.
Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, and congratulations on being Amazon Music Breakthrough Artist to Watch of 2023.
Thank you for that. The last couple of weeks has been pretty wild.
Today, we're going to rediscover the music of a country artist who always has a smile on his face and definitely knows how to pull off a good prank. Luke Bryan's epic stage presence and undeniable music talent began developing at just 13 years old.
And look how far he's come. Since then, he has earned over 50 major music awards, including 5 wins as Entertainer of the Year. He's racked up 30 number one hits and has 71 million RIAA certified digital singles. That's more than any other country artist.
To be honest, I'm not sure how he finds the time to get into the studio with everything else he's got going on. We mentioned he's in Mexico right now with his annual Crash My Playa party. He also stages an annual farm tour benefiting agricultural communities across the country. He's been headlining tours for years and in 2022 debuted his Las Vegas residency.
And oh yeah, he's about to launch his 6th season as a judge on American Idol.
Before he had all this, Luke was just a young boy from Leesburg, Georgia, who grew up on his father's peanut farm and loved to perform. Let's get into some of the music that got him to this point.
Luke Bryan's career began in his teenage years when he taught himself how to play guitar and discovered the power of a karaoke machine. He also performed in high school plays and started a band with a few like-minded kids looking to get a head start on their music careers too.
His love for the stage followed him to college, where he joined another band and along the way met his wife, Caroline.
Like many people who came to Nashville, Luke actually started out as a songwriter. He wrote songs for country stars like Travis Tritt and Billy Currington before releasing his debut single, All My Friends Say, which peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Country Airplay chart in 2007.
And now we're all going to have that chorus in our heads.
You're welcome. Yeah, I must have did what all my friends say.
All those years of singing karaoke paid off because now he was making some killer sing-along songs of his own.
We all know that Luke is a country man at heart, and he embraced his roots in his 2nd top 10 single, which fittingly was titled Country Man. This song started a streak of 29 consecutive top 10 singles for him.
You know what's funny? I actually remember the day I discovered Luke Bryan.
Really?
Yes. I remember this like the back of my hand. The Country Man video was on and I watched it and I was like, A, I love this song. B, this video is so fun and so hilarious. Who is this guy? I'm like, I will never forget this video ever because I was like, he's going to be a star. I just knew it. So if you have not seen this video, please go check out the music video with Luke and his band because it is hilarious and it totally represents the kind of person that he is. And if you watch real close, you'll catch a guest appearance from Dierks Bentley. Girl, you better move quick.
So I just realized Luke had Country Man, then Country Girl, Shake It For Me. And right now he's on the charts with Country On.
Well, you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy.
In 2009, we got to see a bit of a different side to Luke when he released his vulnerable ballad, Do I, the lead single off his sophomore album, Doing My Thing. The song breaks away from the party scene and instead focuses on the story of a couple who's debating the future of their relationship.
It was written by Luke alongside Lady A's Dave Haywood and Charles Kelly and became his highest single at the time, peaking at number 2. And yes, that's Lady A on the background vocals. Do I just need to give up and get on with my life?
Baby, do I? Growing up on a farm, Luke understands the importance of rainy days. He brought that subject to light in a fun way through his 2010 song, Rain is a Good Thing.
Luke explained that the hook was inspired by a saying he and his co-writer, Dallas Davidson, came up with to remind themselves of the good that can come from cloudy days. They would say, rain makes corn and corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky.
Not only is this a feel-good track for a rainy day, but it was also a milestone marker in his career because the song was his first of 30 number one singles to come.
He released another number one hit that same year that the OG Luke Bryan fans will definitely remember. Someone Else Calling You Baby is a song all about that feeling when you're fresh off a breakup and you start hearing some rumors that your ex might be seeing someone new.
Definitely not a good feeling to have. But of course, Luke found a way to turn that unfortunate experience into a song that will help you get your mojo back.
Baby, is someone else calling you?
Now, you don't have to be a diehard fan of Luke to know his song, Country Girl, Shake It For Me. Despite the fact that it's still one of his most popular songs, it never made it to number one. Can you believe that?
No.
I just am floored.
Well, it may not have reached the top spot, but it still made the top five. And Billboard literally named it one of the songs that defined the decade in 2019.
Luke released it at the start of what was known as the bro country era. This song was often held up as an example of what was wrong with country music and the way it objectified women. It certainly shook things up on the dance floor and in the country music genre.
Country Girl was a bold song, and it could have gone either way. But despite the critics, fans fell in love with it. The song made Luke a headliner. Maybe because of the song itself, or maybe because of the way he danced in his skinny jeans when he sang it.
Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Following its release, he earned a string of number ones from his 2013 Crash My Party album. This project alone had six singles go number one. Do you think you can name them all, Kelly?
I probably can't name them all off of the top of my head, so why don't you just give us the list?
Okay. Crash My Party.
Mm-hmm.
That's My Kind of Night.
Okay.
Oh, I love that song.
Me too.
Drink a Beer, Play It Again, Roller Coaster, and I See You, another favorite.
Those are all so good.
I know.
Next August, the album will celebrate 10 years. It was Luke's first album to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 and the top country albums charts. And it was one of the biggest selling albums of 2013.
And of course, it's where Crash My Playa gets its name. Let's break down a couple of these songs. So, Drink a Beer was written by Chris Stapleton and Jim Beavers, and it includes backing harmonies by Chris as well.
The title makes it seem like this is just another typical party song, but it's actually a very vulnerable ballad about losing someone and wishing for one more chance to share a beer together.
In 2014, Luke was supposed to be honored at the CMT Artist of the Year Gala when he lost his brother-in-law, Lee. Lady A performed the song in Luke's honor.
Funny how the good ones go. Too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, yes.
This is an especially touching song, knowing all the tragic loss Luke has experienced in his family over the years. He opened up about the sudden deaths of both of his siblings in his docuseries, Luke Bryan, My Dirt Road Diary.
Now, we explored that documentary in an episode on our first season of Country Heat Weekly. If you haven't heard that episode, you need to go into the archives and take a listen.
He starts to speed things back up just a little bit with the track Play It Again, which sat at number one for 4 weeks.
This is another song that is still a staple in Luke's set list.
She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long. Sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is.
Moving on to his next album, Luke released Kill the Lights in 2015, which marked his third number one country music album and his second number one on the Billboard 200.
With this project came six more number one hits, including Kick the Dust Up, Strip It Down, and Huntin', Fishin', and Lovin' Every Day. At this point, it's official. He's a superstar.
If we had all day, we could sit and talk about each song, but unfortunately, we don't. So let's discuss Luke's first collaboration single, Home Alone Tonight. It features Little Big Town's Karen Fairchild.
Their voices blend together perfectly, and they really do make you feel like you're at the bar with them, going shot for shot, while watching these two strangers try to recover from each of their bad breakups.
Girl, we got all night, I got a bottomless tap, so let's go. Shot for shot for shot, until we forgot what we came here to forget.
Luke has released so many good songs since 2015, but these are the ones that really got him to the current stage of his thriving career. And it's interesting to note that as much as Luke at one point had that bro country party guy reputation, he has some really thoughtful ballads and deep lyrics.
In another 10 years or so, we'll have to come back and rediscover Luke all over again. But you can check out a bunch of his songs, including tracks from his Spring Break EPs, on the Rediscover Luke Bryan playlist.
If this is your first time listening to Country Heat Weekly, please make sure you find and follow the show on your favorite podcast platform. We've got some good stuff coming that we don't want you to miss.
Next week, we are bringing you an interview with Hardy, all about his new album, The Mockingbird and the Crow. Now, this project is half country, half rock, and it's all good. Here's a sneak peek.
It was always there. I mean, there's been such a huge rock influence throughout my music. I mean, the first four songs I put out, Rednecker, Throwback, Thistle Boy, and 4x4. And 4x4 kind of was a really big foreshadowing song. But I've always had an element of rock, and I just, this time I've just decided to accept who I am and really lean into it, and it seems to be going well. I'm very thankful everybody is receiving it the way that I wanted.
What do you guys think about country artists crossing over into other genres? Are you a fan, or do you want them to stay here in Nashville? You can sound off on social media. Use the hashtag Country Heat Weekly.
Our burning question this week is quintessential country music. What's your favorite pair of boots?
Now, after listening to Jackson Dean's interview, you will not be surprised to learn he pretty much MacGyvered a pair into what he needed.
I got a pair of lizard skin Eldorados. The top is all suede. So I took those, one of my hole punchers, like leatherwork and whatnot, took a hole puncher. I just kind of fashioned a little thing, but it was so I could wear tighter jeans and not have them stick out. I put a little loop back here and a little beeswax thread and a clasp and just like that.
Leather work and beeswax? Okay, someone give this guy his own reality show, please.
Maybe Jackson can help Scotty fix his favorite boots.
I've got some NC State Lacasis that I've worn for like a decade now, and there's literally a hole in the bottom of them, like where my big toe is just rubbed all the way through. So probably need to get them resold, but they're my favorites.
Here are the hot picks and footwear from Lainey Wilson, Nate Smith, Sam Hunt, and Cody Johnson.
Tecovas.
That would be my Tecovas ostrich boots that I'm wearing right now.
My Ropers, Ariat Ropers.
I got this awesome pair of Resistol boots that is out of this world.
Country Heat Weekly is a production of Amazon Music and Wondery. Executive producer is Melissa Locker for Nevermind Media. Senior producer is Joyce Reiser.
Recording engineer, Aaron Dethridge. Sound design by Debbie Daughtry. Production assistants from Rick Hamilton, Annie Reuter, Madeline O'Connell, Tim Einenkel, and Jeremy Chua.
Our theme song, Country Time, was written and performed by Mia Byrne. The team for Amazon Music and Wondery includes Nathan Brackett, Michelle Kammerer, Emily Feld, Callum Blues, Emily Belote, and Jenny Tay. The executive producers for Wondery are Dave Easton and Marshall Louie.
Essential production support from Marley, Steve, Grace, Winnie, Moses, Wicket, Osmo, Abby, and all the other very good dogs out there.
Find and follow Country Heat Weekly on Amazon Music or wherever you listen to podcasts, so you'll get the latest episodes just as soon as they drop.
Kick the dust up. Strip it down. Hunting, fishing, and loving every day. Oh, whoops. And. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Hunting and.
I say that because they say that in the song. Hunting and fishing and loving every day.
Whatever. I know, whatever. Okay.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder,
had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels...
There are murders in all of the books.
...that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.